Well, our next guest makes history today. John Moran will formally take office, formally be inaugurated as Limerick's first directly elected mayor. John Moran, good morning to you.
Thank you, Hania.
Well, did you put an extra something in your porridge this morning to keep you going for the big ceremony?
Absolutely. Extra bit of fruit on top and some honey, you know.
So what happens?
It's a great day for Limerick. It's interesting because as listeners probably are aware, this is the first time that any local authority area in Ireland has voted for the mayor to lead, the council and the council chamber and work with all the councillors. And so we have changed the way in which things are celebrated or marked here in Limerick today so that it makes it very clear that the mayor gets their power not from the council chamber, but rather from the people. And therefore, there'll be a sort of an initial ceremony in the oldest building in Limerick City, which is the cathedral here near City Hall, to in fact have a transfer of the chains, indeed from the old mayor, Ger Mitchell, who has kindly agreed to come back to do that, in the presence of basically the civic leaders and the public here in Limerick. And then after that, we will open up City Hall and the chamber and the offices of the mayor so that people that are in the area can come and sort of, you know, celebrate with the rest of Limerick.
Have you tried on the chain yet? Is it heavy?
I'm told it's heavy, it's awkward to put on, but actually what I want to do first is, because we are doing this all on the oldest part of Limerick in King's Island, I have an informal breakfast down in the community centre with the residents of the island themselves, who are, I suppose, in many ways hosting the ceremony for us, and then dropping by a school on the way back to City Hall to put on the chain.
So you're running around the schools
You're
running around the schools giving them all passes on their homework, aren't you?
That's exactly, that's the best job a mayor has to do, you know. But it's actually really interesting. I mean, I've been blown away by, in fact, from the beginning, I mean, in terms of children and kids here in Limerick, but also right through the ages and different ages, I've been blown away by how the people, which is probably what we hoped for 5 years ago when we fought for this reform, how do people have suddenly embraced this new democratic way of electing a mayor for their region, you know? And, and that, I think, is hopefully a model that will soon spread across the country.
You've set yourself a tall order. You said, didn't you, on the campaign trail, Petula was telling us earlier, that solving Limerick's housing crisis was your aim in office. It's a big ask. How do you plan to deliver?
Yeah, no, well, a lot of people have asked me about that. And I mean, imagine if I had said the opposite. I mean, if I had, you know, I'd said that I plan to take up the office and not solve the housing crisis. I mean, you'd understand just how reasonable it is, even though it sounds like a big ask to be saying something like that. I think we want to approach things differently now here in Limerick. And as you know, I have a huge background in housing policy and in the land development agency and financing and delivery. And what we want to do are, in many ways, two things that have been validated by the Housing Commission, which came out, in fact, after the manifesto, which is that we don't believe that the targets that apply for housing delivery are right, you know, nationally, but particularly then when that falls down to Limerick. So the first thing is to get permission to reset the level of delivery that we need in Limerick. And of course, houses can't be magicked into air. But we have a lot of state land in Limerick, particularly coming from the old corporation estates that were in the city centre, probably disproportionate to any other city in Ireland at this stage. But if we get that scaling right and do a sort of a short to medium term delivery programme with the LDA and others, the important difference is that we want to move faster with a short-term solution involving quick-build modular homes, which can be introduced in effectively hundreds and thousands into those state lands while the other communities have been built. And that's a very novel approach, but indeed actually one that was picked up. I suspect it was just two people thinking independently of the same problem, but picked up in the recommendations of the Housing Commission.
Finally, John, before you go, your red setter, Henri, you've been telling us about all the ceremonial and involving the community and all the rest today. Surely Henri's going to have a role as well. He was just such a hit at the Count Centre, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think we've had a big negotiation this morning and decided that he may actually have to miss this one out. But he's pretty happy because he has in effect become like a sort of a mascot for Limerick, which is only appropriate because in Ulysses and indeed in the old tradition of Limerick's industries, there used to be a red setter on the Gary Owen plug. Signs that people will recognise when they do a Google search, which now I'm sure they'll all do, from having seen them in old pubs. But the red setter is a dog that is actually very closely associated with Limerick's tradition. So he'll sit this one out, but I'm sure he'll be making appearances over the next 5 years.
So a French Limerick dog for a Limerick mayor. John Moran, the best of luck today. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks,
good luck, John.